As far as the drought goes, 2013 is starting right where 2012 left off. Michael Hayes is director of the National Drought Mitigation Center based at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
Unfortunately, it's not over, and we're definitely entering 2013 in a different status than what we entered 2012.
2012 started with about 28% of the mainland U.S. in drought. At that time, the worst of it was in Texas and the southern plains. 2013 starts with 62% of the lower U.S. in drought, and the heart of it is centered on the Great Plains, from the Dakotas down through the Texas Panhandle, prime winter wheat country. Mark Sobota is a climatologist at the Drought Center.
This year, as Mike mentioned, when we're already behind the eight ball, when you look at the moisture situation, we'll be living rain-to-rain much earlier if we don't get a huge spring.
Farmers who raise winter wheat are already living rain-to-rain, or snow-to-snow. This time of year, there should be a field of low green grass as the young wheat goes through its winter dormancy. But the warm and dry fall caused a bit of a false start for the crop. Dan Hughes grows wheat in Chase and Perkins counties near the Colorado border in southwestern Nebraska. He planted as deep into the dry soil as he could, hoping the wheat could find moisture.
So we put our drills in and planted it about an inch and a half and prayed for rain. And you know, it's not looking the best, but at least you can see that it's going down the rows.
Greg Kruger says in some areas, the wheat seed never even sprouted in the parched soil. Kruger is a cropping system specialist at a University of Nebraska research center near North Platte.
Yeah, on our dryland farm, it was virtually zero germination. Certainly standing at the field edge, you're not going to see anything.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says nearly half of Nebraska's winter wheat crop is in poor or very poor condition. 70% is in poor or very poor shape in South Dakota. That number is 31% in Kansas, the nation's top wheat state.
For those fortunate enough to get the crop up, there's potential if we get some rain, snowfall, that it could recover. But I think for a lot of that wheat crop that USDA keeps reporting as poor or very poor, the long-term outlook on those fields are going to be pretty bleak.
Many communities are 10 inches or more behind their normal precipitation for the year. Nebraska State climatologist Al Dutcher says catching up on the drought would require setting more records, records for snow.
Our record snowfall is just barely over 100 inches in a winter. And these deficits are so extensive that if we wanted to completely eliminate them with snowfall, we'd be looking in the area of 125 to 150 inches of snowfall with normal snow equivalency rates. I don't think anybody wants to see that type of a winter.
In fact, there are no predictions for 10 feet of snow over the next several weeks. By the spring, there is a chance for improvement, but there are also some troubling signs, and not just for wheat farmers. First, snowpack in the Rockies is normal, at best. Normal might sound good, but Michael Hayes at the Drought Mitigation Center says that's not enough to refill diminished rivers and reservoirs. Without more snow, water disputes along the Missouri and Mississippi rivers could continue.
There are going to be a lot of pressures put on politicians and the managers of those river systems to try to fairly allocate how that water gets distributed.
And climatologist Mark Sobota says another reason for concern is dry weather settling back into parts of Texas and the Gulf Coast, areas that feed moisture into the Midwest.
The moisture down there is our source region for our precipitation and our temperatures in the late spring and summer period. So if they stay dry and hot, that sort of migrated up north last year. That could play a repeat this year. That's not a good sign.
For now, the wheat markets are withholding judgment. Strong global supplies are keeping prices in check. Dan Hughes, the Nebraska wheat farmer, says if things go from bad to worse, he can lean on his crop insurance. But he's still feeling optimistic about his fortunes in the new year.
You got to have faith if you're going to be a farmer. You've got to believe that it's going to rain sooner or later. You know, like I tell my banker, a good rain's coming, so sooner or later it'll be here.
I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.